Welcome to the Liars Club. I'm Jess Wellington.
I'm David C. Smalley.
You guys know what we do here at the Liars Club. We have a comedian come on, or a friend, that tells two stories, one true, one a lie, and then we try to debunk that. We interrogate them and try to guess which is the lie. So far, David is not undefeated. I just want to put that out there. But yeah. If you want to go ahead and introduce our guest.
Depends on what order you watch these in. I did really good for a while.
You did. And then you suck now.
And then I suck. Just like everybody else. You taught me your ways, Jess. You taught me the way of the suck.
Lately, I've been doing pretty well.
Yeah, you have. You have. All right, our guest today is originally from Philly. You can see him at Stand Up New York, at Punchline Philly. And, of course, he's a headliner at the Portland, Maine Comedy Festival. Let's welcome Josh Dway to the podcast. What's up, man?
Thank you for being here all the way from the East Coast.
Yeah, man, I love it out here. You know, you got the sunshine celebrating the new year.
You're saying that as it's raining outside.
Yeah. Like, he was here the 9 days it rains here, he shows up.
Dude, that was the most heartbreaking shit, man. Yeah. I was like, God damn, man. Because
You leave tomorrow, right?
No, I leave on Sunday, I think.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. I was like, damn, the one thing that's just guaranteed in California is the sunshine, the Mexicans. And it's like, you know.
Nah, I'm joking. Well, we delivered on the Mexicans.
Yeah, ooh, no. Okay. Wait, I'm sorry. Just heads up on that.
But we can say, you know, Christmas Day was 81 degrees.
Yeah.
So you did have a hell of a Christmas Day. Well, he's the one that brought up the Mexicans, not me.
I understand.
My girlfriend's Mexican. Let's just, because I feel like we need to address.
Hey, we've learned we're not supposed to do that. That doesn't.
Y'all not supposed to do that.
Yeah, we're not supposed to. All right. You don't even need the excuse of my girlfriend. Like, you don't have to do the best friend thing.
Fuck black guys, but I'm not allowed to say that.
Yeah, you brought your rape whistle, right? Yeah. I don't know if you heard about her.
Hey, it's not going to
She's on one.
Door's closed. Okay. It's not going to help.
You're in trouble. You're in danger, my friend.
Danger. All right.
So you know how this works.
Yeah.
You said you watched an episode. He came in early. He was like, you ain't going to psych me out.
Oh, what episode did you watch?
He was trying to get in my head. Which one?
So I watched the one with the other
Zhao Ying.
Black lady. He watched Zhao Ying. Asian lady, yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, so you watched Dell's, which is a really good one.
Yep. Yeah.
Dell did amazing. Yep. And then Zhao Ying. She was amazing.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
And I picked up on y'all tactics. I already know. Like, and thank God Felicia isn't here because she's the one that tried pulling your heartstrings, you know. Mm-hmm. Jess, you just intense with the interrogation, but don't worry, I wore a diaper. Dave,
by the way, that also turns her on.
Oh.
The diaper?
Speaking my language.
She's into that.
Okay.
David, what?
I already know, man. So you're going to type, you're going to have your notes, and then you're going to try to ask me the same question
because
you
got the answer.
He's actually not, you're not wrong. You're not wrong.
He's spot on. He gets mad at me.
But you know, because she tries to answer for them. Like, she becomes their attorney.
Yeah, really.
She starts trying to defend people, and I'm like, Jess, I know I already asked that question. Stop answering for me.
Yeah, man, you kept asking one lady, so you had a daughter, how old is she? And just like, you asked her six times. She didn't forget.
All right.
All right, well, let's go ahead and start off with whatever story you want to give to us.
Are you going to tell the lie first or the true one?
That's interesting. They're both true. So.
Mm, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you do that, you're fucking out of here, dude. You never do this podcast again.
Hey, that was any way. That was any way for her to try to throw me off. What'd you expect me to say, you know?
Already.
Okay.
All right.
Tell this story. There will be times I make direct eye contact because I want to put you guys on the hot seat just as much.
Okay.
Ooh, okay.
We're ready for this.
So this story starts off in Philadelphia. It is October 14th.
Where you were born and raised?
Yes, born and raised in Philly. Yeah,
basketball
Southwest.
court, something.
Okay. Throw drug dealer on that too, Jess. God damn. No father in home.
I was trying to sing the Fresh Prince song, but I couldn't remember.
And that's West Philadelphia. Totally separate.
That wasn't even a song. She's like, the basketball courts? Where's the lyric? Like, all right.
You were just naming black people things. Right. That was racism. That wasn't a song.
That's my rendition of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
God damn, is this the Liars Club or KKK meeting? I don't know what
sometimes it feels a little bit like a meeting. Not that I would know how those go.
It's harder for you to say that stuff because you have that look.
Y'all both got twang in y'all voice. Like, it's, you know.
We're both from the South. This is not a good situation. Ugh. Okay. Right. So it was in Philadelphia, October 12th.
October 14th.
Just making sure.
Oh, you didn't type that. So
yes, I did.
Oh, it came with the date.
I wrote October 14th. Right. I just wanted to see if you would correct me.
Okay. You know, loser gets the head chopped off. So, you know. That's all right. So.
All right.
It's October 14th, you know, and it just so happens to be my best friend Jose's birthday, okay. You know, so I'm like, all right, what's the best way, what's the best present I could get him, you know, because clearly we ain't made him money, so I'm not going to buy him a car or none of that, and I want to give him something meaningful. So
how long have you known Jose?
At this time, let's see, this is 2020, so I've known him for about, I want to say 6 years, yeah.
Okay, and that's most of your adult life.
No.
Teenage life?
Actually, it is, yeah. I met him when I was 17. yeah, okay.
All right,
so I decided, you know what? I'm going to surprise him, and I'm going to just book a flight to go to Denver, Colorado, and see him, which is his hometown, you know, which is another Mexican friend of mine's for the earlier in the podcast when those viewers...
Well, I do a podcast with a Mexican... Well, actually, he's not Mexican, but he's whatever.
No,
he's
I'm just trying to cover my Venezuela. Bases, you know...
Huge difference.
And he's from Chicago.
You know,
so.
It's a totally different country, right?
He's Latino.
Okay.
All right, well.
He's one of my brown friends.
Yeah, I'm just having you right now.
He's Jesus. The one that keeps making me feel nervous.
Y'all making me, he made me feel nervous when I said, you know, Mexicans are sunshine. He's like, oh, I was like, all right. Okay. Diaper got a little bit wet there. I was like, okay. All right. But yeah, so I decided to book this last minute flight to go surprise my friend, you know, in Denver, Colorado. And I let, you know, some of my close family members know.
I thought you said Chicago.
No, you said Chicago.
He said Denver.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You got it.
I've been to Denver too.
Okay. All right, Jess.
Okay. You're in Denver.
Mm-hmm. So I didn't go to Denver yet. I'm still in Philly, you know? But I'm letting everybody know this is my plans. You know, we're going to do it. I pack my bag. I tell my girlfriend, who's also a close friend of his. And she's like, yo, go have fun. I wish I could join, but I got to make the real money. I said, all right, do what you got to do, you know. So I'm going. I'm on a plane. No one knows. I didn't even wish my friend a happy birthday because I'm trying to keep him on edge, make him think I forgot, want him to believe I'm a shitty ass friend, you know. So I finally get to Colorado. I call one of his brothers just to see where he's at, you know, so I won't be on a dummy mission. And he says he's in work. Now, my friend Jose always worked jobs where he's on call, you know, so it's never a set schedule or whatever. But I knew I would be good because he's actually a homeowner, you know, so whether I show up or not, I know he's going to have a room for me.
You really showing out today, huh?
Yeah.
You know. Homeowner.
Yeah. Hey, dude, he built it himself. What?
Nothing.
Nothing. No.
Because he's Mexican.
I'm
going
to shut the fuck up.
All right.
You were just setting us up.
Ooh, yeah, he's trying. He's just offering bait out there.
Hey, I don't
That's
know.
All right.
What? You want a good podcast or you want the truth?
Okay.
All right. So I get down to Denver, Colorado, and I find out the unfortunate news that my friend Jose is actually on a shift, you know?
On what?
A ship. Oh.
Yeah. I thought you said ship.
No. So
I'm like, why is he on a ship?
In Denver.
What? That big ass ocean, you know, near Denver.
I was like, what the fuck?
Oh, he's on a shift.
Yeah.
On a shift. Okay.
Okay. So I go there, you know, and I'm like, damn it. What I'm going to do? Because I'm stuck with like 4 hours of kill before I could even see him, you know? And I start thinking about stuff, and I was like, you know, I might as well just start running some errands. And eventually I realized, well, the errands only going to last me about 20 minutes. I really got to kill time. So anybody that knows me knows I love to walk. My friend Jose, even though he lives in Denver, it's like a 45-minute drive to, like, get to from Denver City to where he's at. But it's like a 3-hour walk. So I decided, you know what? I'm going to walk from Denver City all the way to his house. All
right, this is where I'm actually going to bring this up. You thought it was a good idea as a black man to walk 3 hours in Denver, Colorado.
Yeah.
To your friend Jose's.
Yes.
Why walk? Like, why not just take an Uber or?
Well, I walk for two reasons. One, I think it's very peaceful. You know, it's just clear my mind. Second reason is with comedy, people want to come out to the show and they want to hear jokes, but they also want to, like, have a sense of relatability. And there's no better way to learn the city other than walking the streets of that said city, you know? So I decided to walk those streets. And in this mist, I decided first stop, because I still got to run the errands, I went to the dispensary because I'm going to give him a little birthday present, you know. As I'm going into the dispensary, I go in, get a few pre-rolls and stuff, come out, you know. I see this, like, homeless guy. That's my age, though. His name is Miles. He looks at me. I look at him. He says, hey, I wanted to ask, do you mind going back in that dispensary and getting me some, like, pre-rolls and stuff? I was like, yeah, give me some cash, and I'll, like, go get it for you. He's like, I thought you was just going to get it for me. I said, what the fuck is this? I was like, Miles, you just asked a random stranger they could spend their money and buy you weed. Like, has that worked for you before? Nah. I'm like, okay. I'm like, Miles, I like that. I actually like that approach. How about
we? Did you know his name before, or did you start talking to him?
I skipped over that part. I did ask him his name. That's how I got it. But sorry, because, you know, I'm so comfortable.
It's just interesting that his name is Miles and you're about to walk Miles.
He's just thinking about shit he saw now. So I walked in. Customer service rep was named Streetlight. And Streetlight told Miles.
I swear to God, man, you know. Okay. Two true stories. But
all right. Okay.
So I look at Miles.
Miles. Miles, like, Miles, what's his last name? Foot Hurt?
I don't know.
Miles Foot. Miles Foot Hurt.
Oh my God, yo. All right. You know, when you watch the YouTube videos, you're like, oh, I could sit there stone. He's like, oh, y'all are difficult. Y'all are. All right. Don't worry, I'm not wavering anyway.
A little bit. You already are. Go ahead.
You think so? Okay.
Let's hear more about Miles.
So I told Miles, since he had the audacity to ask me for these free pre-rolls, you know, I said, I like a guy like that. I like interesting characters and stuff. So I'm like, you know what, Miles, you want to, like, hang out with me for a little bit? I got to run about 15 minutes worth of errands still before I get on this 3-hour walk. Wanted to see if you wanted to join me. And I gave you, like, a pre-roll so you smoke by yourself, because I'm not you homeless. Like, we can't share the same thing, but here's the extra, you know? I'm not judging. Dave, you always do that to me, all right? What? I'm just being honest. COVID was a thing. We don't want to get it, you know?
Okay. I just don't know what him being homeless has to do with him being gross.
Oh.
Because I don't see unhoused people in that way.
Well, that's because you're in LA and being homeless is cool, you know?
Like, oh, okay.
Yeah, you know, other places, homeless isn't a choice, you know?
Okay.
So, as I was saying, good one. But I go with Miles and we decide to go to this supermarket called King Super, you know?
So King?
King Super.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sorry, he said Kang.
I know. Stop it, Jess.
King.
You're talking about our accents?
That's because, you know, I'm trying. Can't deal with y'all. I almost called y'all the N-word.
We would love that, actually. That would be one of our favorite things.
I don't think we had that on the podcast yet.
Oh, look, man. I'm realizing son's going. I'm trying to stay on brand, guys, okay? Will Smith's my idol. All
right. Oh, here we go.
All right, so we had King Super, and the thing is, they charge you like $13 for a pound of food, and you get whatever's like in the, you know, item section or whatever that's laid out. So I get my platter.
I have to ask you a question. Mm-hmm. I thought you were already on the 3-hour walk when you met Miles.
He had to do his
you hadn't started that yet? You were running errands first?
Right, because I'm in the city to get where my friend lives.
How are you running errands? Are you taking a car?
I'm walking on foot. Cause when you're, it's like
so you did start your walk.
I guess you could say that, but not from the walk to my friend's house.
Okay, you hadn't left the city. You're just walking around in the city, running errands.
Yeah,
literally.
With my friend Miles.
Walking errands.
Yes.
Okay.
With my friend Miles, who's homeless.
That you just met.
Yes.
Okay.
At the dispensary. Just want to make sure you got it.
And you're going to take him to your friend's house that he built, this beautiful new home.
Whoa.
And you're going to bring a homeless man there. Okay, go ahead.
All right. You're jumping ahead. I didn't say I brought him there, but, you know.
Okay.
Good try, Jess.
He's changing it up right now.
I might add that to the story. That's a great. Being a homeless guy at my friend's house.
Miles, my feet hurt. You want to go to my friend's house? All right. So, you know, we had King Super and stuff. We get our food. And if you've been in downtown Denver, you know it's like the skate park that's like right there for everyone to see.
Mm-hmm.
Right by the Rockies Field or whatever, you know. So I go to this skate park with Miles and we're watching some of the skaters. And I'm like, all right, Miles, you want to smoke again? You know, I was like, here goes another one. All right, I know it's for my friend's birthday, but we're going to just keep. Fuck it. We could buy another one if we get closer, you know? And we just started smoking. And I just started, like, listening to Miles' story. And I'm like, Miles, I'm actually more fond of you than, you know, I thought. And, like, this is, you're a cool-ass dude. So I was like, what else you want to do today? And Miles looked at me. He goes, some scooters in town. I was like, all right, you want to go drive scooters? He's like, yeah, if you pay for it. I was like, God, it got me again. So we go, we get these scooters, and we just having one of those good old times. You know, it's just like, it feels like you're in Shrek, you know what I'm saying? Like one of those.
Did you share a scooter and do the Titanic? Or did it
sounds
you...
romantic.
I have the same
I hear
policy.
The music playing. Right? Him just holding on. Him just,
montage.
Him just holding on to Miles like this.
Because Miles' mom was, I don't know if you remember.
They won't share weed, but...
Nah, we didn't share a scooter nor the weed, all
okay,
right?
Okay, okay.
Same policy.
Gotcha.
All right, so we're driving past, you know, everything, just sightseeing. He's, like, giving me this real tour about everything. I'm like, damn, okay. So now I'm, like, you know, feeding the mental, and I made a good friend. And I'm like, all right, Miles, I got to go on this three-hour walk to my friend's house now. And Miles look at me, he's like, I got to go to work. I'm like, what the fuck? Yeah. I know. I had the same face as you. I was like,
why are y'all upset?
Well, I'm not upset. No, a lot of, especially out here, a lot of homeless people have jobs.
Yeah, they do.
Normal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm like, damn, Miles, you low-key a better human being than me. Like, I may have a place to lay my head, but you have all the right things, a work ethic, morals, you know, you are a good dude, you know? So let's just start going. You guys look at me as kind of like, is he a shitty human being? And maybe I am. This is a story, you know?
Okay.
So we start going, you know, because apparently where he worked at is also on the way to my friend's house. So he actually was able to walk with me for the first like 45 minutes of the walk. So we're walking, we're talking a little bit more. And out of nowhere, I lied to you not, a dog runs out, big ass dog. Miles go like, hey, that's a common thing out here. He just holds his hands up and he just says, go back, homie. And the dog, I don't know what it was. It was like he saw Orr. And then he just went away from Miles. So now I'm still walking, talking about Miles. We're learning about each other a little bit. He eventually reached his destination. That was 45 minutes into the walk. He goes. I'm like, all right, I guess I got to go this next 2 hours and, what, 15 minutes, you know? And please do not hold that against me. I'm bad at math, so if that doesn't add up, you know, just blame it on
me. She loves it when stuff doesn't add up.
Right now you are on time.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, it...
just wanted to throw that out there.
Got it.
Don't penalize me for being, you know, off.
I mean, it's actually oddly too on time, but go ahead.
Yeah.
Sounds a little scripted.
I'm just saying, I only had the rules last night, so it wasn't like I could rehearse something.
It sounds a little scripted.
Scripted, okay.
But literally, I got the rules last night. I'm going to rehearse something. Okay. This is, you know.
Okay.
So I'm over here walking for this next 2 hours and 15 minutes, and I get a text from my friend brother, and he's like, yo. He actually going to have to be at work a little bit longer. Now, mind you, my friend don't know this. So I got to keep going through all his people and figuring this out. So I'm like, oh, man, what am I going to do for this next 2 hour and 15 minute walk? As I'm walking, you know, and I'm starting to see all the land, all the establishments, I actually noticed there was this trail. And my brain went, white people like the trail.
It was like, I was about to say, you wouldn't take no trail out. You don't even know where you're at, really.
This is the crazy part.
He's having a magical Shrek afternoon.
Yeah. Do you have a backup battery for your phone?
The thing is, my phone is good. Because remember, I get to charge it on the airplane. I get to charge it at the airport. It's good. Yeah. So I'm over here. I see that trail. And I was like, that's probably a good way to kill time. And I got joints. So I was already looking for a discreet place to, you know, mind my business. And I go to this trail. And at first, I wasn't going to walk the trail because I had these $220 like leather sneakers on that was like gold. And I was like, I don't want to ruin it. And I had like my girlfriend's away luggage that was given to her from her job. So I was like, I ain't trying because those away luggages are expensive as fuck. So
I was, you're doing this walk with luggage?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing this walk with luggage.
Okay. Is it the little one?
The little
away thing, like the brand away?
Yeah, it's a brand away, but it's, yeah. I guess, medium. So I don't know. I don't come from money, so.
I don't either.
I don't either. I was like, we already know you're away.
No, it's a, they used to sponsor my podcast.
Oh, so man.
I know. They sent me a thing. And they actually, it has a charging port in it.
Yeah, it does. The little black box. Yeah, you know, the box. That's right underneath where you pull
up. Yeah, you just pull it out. Yeah.
Oh, the story's starting to sound believable, huh?
A little bit. I guess, but you're about to go on a trail.
I mean, when she said, "Isn't your phone going to die?" Why didn't you say that? The luggage has a charger in it.
Because, you know, I'm just being honest. That's how I charge my phone typically. The portable charger's for last resorts.
So you find the trail.
I do find this trail, you know.
Is it dirt? Is it paved?
It is a dirt trail.
Is he going to take it on with gold new tennis shoes?
I am. And
luggage.
And luggage. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So you go down this trail. What happens?
So I'm down this trail, you know, I light up a little something. I just start, you know, thinking about my thoughts, thinking about like how I'm surprising my friends, still carrying my luggage, watching my sneakers get dirty. But it's like, hey, I'm killing time. Everything's going to be good. At this time, the weather is also starting to drop. And all I have is an L bean jacket. So I'm like getting kind of cold, you know. And even though these sneakers was like leather, they kind of was like breathable, you know, like mesh, like Nike mesh or whatever. Mm-hmm. So my feet's getting kind of cold too. So I'm like, all right, it's best I just start heading to his house. You know, even if he's not there, I just need to start figuring out where I'm going to get some warmth at. So I'm walking and I start getting a little bit hungry and all that because, you know, obviously been chilling. I done ate all my food at King Super and all that stuff with the homeless guy, Miles.
I still don't know what he's saying.
He already ate all his food at King Super.
King Super. What is that?
It's just a supermarket.
Oh, King Super.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Okay. Got it.
Yeah. So I eventually go and I see this Subway. And this was before they found out about Jerry and stuff. So I go in this Subway.
Found out about Jerry.
Jared. My bad.
Jared. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry.
Who the fuck is Jerry now? Okay. Go
ahead. Any white person with a J in their name, you know they touching people, but you know it's.
okay.
I mean, I've been touched.
Yeah, what makes this thing nerve wracking is y'all pick and choose when to laugh, and that is the part where it's like okay, because if this is like, let's say
sometimes
you know,
we laugh, sometimes we just get real uncomfortable. Yeah. Like,
right.
That was inappropriate.
Right. And y'all don't know
we never know what's okay. That's the desired
effect.
That's
the world we're in today.
Yeah.
And y'all don't know which story is true or not. So, like, even y'all give me the looks of judgments, I don't think you do because you still got to hear the other one.
No, it doesn't matter.
Oh, really?
Let's finish this one up because I'm already getting tired of it.
Oh, damn. All right. Sorry, pretty long.
It's a long walk.
I just wanted to give you. All right. Sorry. All right. 3 hours. I didn't know you could speed up a 3-hour walk. Okay. Damn, shit. Okay.
How many steps did you get in?
I don't remember. Okay. I don't. How you know I had an iPhone at the time?
I'm just asking. I don't know if you had a Fitbit or.
What's your social security, David?
Okay, come on.
So, we go inside the Subway, you know. And I get my sandwich made, but I remember this Subway so distinctly because I hated the person that made my sandwich.
I hate to interrupt you because you're getting started again, but you said we.
Yeah.
Who's we?
I meant to say me, myself, and I.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm in this Subway. I get my sandwich made, but I was mad at the person that made my sandwich because they was one of those people that, like, hand you the toppings and ingredients. He's like, yo, I'm paying you. Put the stuff on my sandwich. Like,
I've never had that happen at Subway.
Oh, well, must be nice, you know? I'll go back to my friend's house who was only about 20 minutes away from this. Not go back to my friend's house. I'm walking towards my friend. I'm about to say get back on my walk. Because I noticed. I'm peeping the eyes now. Right. Yeah. So I now walk into my friend's house. And I knock on the door. And his girlfriend at the time answers the door. To throw her off, she never met me before. You know, this is one of his new ones and stuff. So I threw her off. And I was like, hey, I'm working for the census. I'm here to see if Jose's here. She's like, nah. And just closed the door in my face.
Yeah, because you're like coming at them like immigration.
Yeah.
Right. With luggage and a Subway sandwich.
How did you know?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Why are you just knocking on my door asking about?
That is the red flag right there. How did you know his girlfriend was Mexican?
Because he's
but
if you're looking for Jose, we already know Jose's Mexican. So if you come up there acting like immigration, why don't you try to fucking make me racist?
It's too late. And you assume
he doesn't have to.
And you assume Jose didn't have papers, you know? Wow, just
no. But if you come in there, I'm talking about a census. That's suspicious.
It's to throw him off. We are comedians.
Why would anybody believe you're with the census if you're carrying luggage?
Why would
luggage?
Believe?
You don't have a clipboard. You don't have nothing to take like a survey. How you an know, iPad.
Yeah, but you don't know what those people thinking. I could pull it out the suitcase.
Okay, I'll give you that one.
Mm-hmm. So she tells me he's not here. I'm like, oh fuck, you know. And like I said, the weather was dropping, so now I'm like really cold. That old bean jacket had no insulation. All right. So I'm like, all right, I walk up the street and I'm going to think about this. And up the street just so happened to be an elementary school with, like, you know, kids and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And so obviously me, black dude sitting there with a suitcase and these gold sneakers just sitting and waiting for elementary school. It looks kind of weird.
Yep.
Yeah. So one of the parents come to me and they're like, yo, dude, are you okay? And I tell them, like, yo, trust me, I'm good. They're like, why are your sneakers so dirty? I'm like, look, it was a long day. Homeless dude, dusty trail, whatever. They had the same look that you guys got. And I was like, all right, she's going to call the cops. So let me just go back to my friend's house. Now I get back to my friend's house, and he just so happens to be there because I knock on the door, and he picks up. He answers the door. But I had my hood down because, again, I'm freezing, got to keep my air somewhat warm, and I do the same thing. Hey, man, I'm from the census. And he didn't recognize it was me, so he's like, yeah, man, you got to get the fuck up out of here. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to take this a little bit further. So I start walking, acting like I'm leaving. And he's like, hold on. I know them long ass legs from anywhere. He's like, Josh, is that you? And I turn around, I'm like, happy birthday, bro. And then I stayed over.
Wow.
Yeah.
He had some odd language in that. Yeah. About he picked up when he came to the door. You don't say that. You just say he came to the door. Unless you were on the phone.
Well, he's from Philly.
Yeah, thank you.
He's from Philly.
Picked up?
Yeah. Mm. He also said Kang Super.
Yeah, but picked up.
Thank you for giving me the grace.
Yeah,
you know.
Okay. He just talk a little different.
Well, this sound smells like bullshit.
I bet it do, but you never know.
It's a lot of walking, and you meet a guy named Miles. Seems quite odd that his name would be Miles. There's a lot of weird things in this story, and you would walk back and forth. I don't see why wouldn't you? You would be freezing and ready to get inside. Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't you just tell his girlfriend what's up, what you're doing?
I'm committed to the surprise. I'm a good friend like that.
That's not a good friend.
How do you know it's not?
Because you might have scared her.
No, trust me. Ain't nothing scaring her. She was the devil. I'm like, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Diablo.
Yeah.
I have some problems.
Okay. Let me hear them, Dave. I'm waiting.
With the story or just in general?
I got this mole. I need to... As a rule, I don't look things up during.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can't Google.
Well, I'm not going to Google anything. I'm only typing your note so that I can rehash the story. But I am almost, like, I'm 99.9% sure. Like, I'm almost completely certain that we found out about Jared way before you said we did.
You might have. I don't know.
What year was this?
2020. Yeah.
Just Wellington. It's written down right there. Just let me interrogate this guy. I think we found out. I'm trying to leave traps, and you just watch out for that hole. You're stepping in a hole, sir. Yeah. Whose side are you on?
Yeah. It's 2v1. You know this?
Apparently, we definitely found out about Jared before 2020.
Yeah.
Maybe you did.
You said this was just
That was an ad, like an add-on that you didn't need.
Yeah, right. You didn't need it.
You didn't need it. Out. You threw it out there, and now that's going to disqualify your story for us.
Maybe. Or
possibly.
Or he was just trying to be like, I went to Subway, and he's like, he feels very judged by us.
Yeah, it's like a little joke.
So he's like, oh, no, he's wondering like, oh, you still go to Subway? It was before we found out about Jared. He was just trying to be, maybe he just did it. But he also said we walked in after leaving. He also said going back to my friend's house before he'd ever been to his friend's house.
And he said his friend picked up.
I don't know if you noticed, when he pointed at our graphic, he said, do you want a good podcast or do you want the truth? That might have slipped past you, but he flat out just said it.
He did say that.
I wrote it. I typed it the second he said it.
Hey, that's good. But so, go ahead. Sorry, bro.
No. So there seemed to be a lot of unnecessary information in that story.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like Miles.
That's why I said I was getting
Miles
tired of it.
was a completely useless character in that entire story.
Yeah.
But I feel like he was just there to throw us off. It doesn't mean anything. And scooters, why? What does that have to do with anything? You just gave us a lot of, you know what? I just want to hear the second story.
Yeah. Because when you go on a 3-hour walk, you don't know if you're going to run into hills, whatever. Like, it's going to more than likely take you longer. Right. Or maybe even a little less if you're like, oh, it was all downhill. It was great. It was easy.
Nah, you know, Colorado's like very, it's still being built up, you know. It's very flat in a sense. So it's just like highways and dirt and mountains. That's about it.
But it's the not, I don't think it's flat.
No, it's not. I mean, it's,
I was literally just there. I was just in Denver for 13 days.
So. Sorry, it might not be flat to you, but it looked flat to me, you know?
Which is Denver is flat. You just found out about Jared.
It ain't flat to you, but it's flat to me.
And has a friend named Miles Foothurt that he
so
goes on 3-hour walks
with. Next time I have a flat
with.
Tire, I'm just going to be like, it might be flat to you, it but it ain't flat to me.
It ain't flat to me. I'm telling cops that. It may be speeding to you, but it wasn't speeding to me.
Right. Come on, man. We got.
That's the new thing.
We got different.
I may have bombed to you, but I didn't bomb to me. I crushed it.
That happens all the time.
Right. That really does happen.
Yeah, I believe in Kyrie Irving, you know.
All right. So let's hear your true story now.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Whoa.
You got that one out of the way, so you can relax.
Please don't discredit that other story, because that is my truth.
Just like flat Colorado.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, my other story is about how I got Netflix for free for a whole year. So.
Oh, yeah, I get it.
I already believe that.
Yeah.
We're done. Wrapped up. Yeah. Nah. Girlfriend password? That's weird.
Nah, you didn't get it free like this.
Okay.
Okay.
So I like to watch Narcos, you know, when it was popular with Pablo Escobar. And in that series, they have a character named Blackie, you know?
I didn't really watch this one.
Oh, you did?
Mm-mm.
Well, sounds like you not going to be able to give too much opinion. I was like, nah, I'm joking. You know, I got to keep you on your toes, too, because y'all calling me out.
Okay. All right.
It's a very contentious way to meet people. You already know each other, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So.
Okay, so there's a character named Blackie.
Yeah, it's a character named Blackie.
Should not even have said that.
Can I just get an isolated version of her saying that? That would be great. I just want that to be the ringtone for when, mm-hmm. when Jess calls.
Hello, this is Blackie.
Okay. Right.
So I'm in watching the show and stuff or whatever, and my Netflix subscription runs out, and I'm like, damn it, dog, like. I can't do this. So I want to finish Narcos. So I'm like, what's a creative way to get free Netflix? And at this time, everybody was like posting tweets, and you know, the brands would like talk back to them, and be like, "Yo, man, we gonna like hook you up. Just shut the fuck up," you know. So I hit up Netflix, and I was like, "I find this very offensive that y'all allow the show that just shows the dehumanization of Black people." And Mexico, and this is like so fucked up, and I demand that we do something about this. And Netflix is like, yo, how can we get you to like take this tweet down before you start getting like strength in numbers? I'm like, honestly, all I want is maybe a membership or a discounted rate. First, I wanted the discounted rate, but then I was like, you could provide me.
Sorry, hold on. Did he say he called Netflix?
No, they slid in my DMs on Twitter.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Maybe I misunderstood.
You can watch the footage back if you want.
No, it's fine. Also, sometimes I just pretend to be confused
mm-hmm.
to see if you'll correct me.
Gotcha. Okay. So.
Okay, so first you were just gonna ask for a discount. You lowballing yourself.
Mm-hmm. You know, I never want to be a complete asshole and just go in there and ask for the whole haul. You know, it's a negotiation tactic.
Okay.
Also, if you immediately start off demanding free stuff, you might get more resistance.
Yeah.
Okay.
Watch out for that hole. Don't step in.
So, Netflix, you know, they in my DMs and we talking a little bit. I wanted to discount it, but then they was like, look, if you delete the tweet, you get rid of this, we'll just give you the free trial, you know, for the whole year. We won't even, like, make it public, any of that stuff. We just ask you just keep this on a hush-hush. And I was like, you know what? I looked at what's coming out, and I was like, all right, I'm going to do this, you know? So I had this specific, like, Netflix, like, what's this shit called? Like, you know how Will Smith, Emancipation, you click on his bio, you get, like, the trials? What's it called when you put in? Oh, promo code. There we go. Oh,
okay.
Yeah. That. What, you see the Emancipation?
No, that's just a long way to go for what's it called? Promo code.
And you clicked the bio? I was like, what? The bio?
What are you talking about?
No, but get this. The promo code did not work. So So now I got to re-message.
You really find out they're racist.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking in my head.
They did that just to get you... Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, this is to save this character that Pablo Escobar is making fun of. And it's the dumbest shit. It's like, look, Narcos isn't even one of your best shows. All right. It was, but like currently at this time, Stranger Things, all this stuff coming. I'm like, come on, don't be stingy with the damn promo code. Like, make it work, you know? So I'm like pissed the fuck. Like, this done a lot to my mental health. All right. Cause it's like, I just want to know how it ends. That's it. That's all the fuck I give a fuck about. All right. You got to start not caring anyway towards the last season. But so eventually I re-messaged Netflix and I let them know. And they was like, hey, sorry we messed up. And they wound up giving me 2 years of free Netflix.
Interesting, because you started this story with, this is how I got free Netflix for a year. So that's interesting.
You said it was 1 year, and now you changed it to two. Did you come here with two lies, Josh?
Damn, Dave, that is crazy. You think I would do that?
The way the stories are laid out, we have to decide whether we think you are a good person or a bad person.
Just seeing if he read the rules.
No, because good person, he surprised his friend and went through all these hurdles to get to his friend.
Right.
Bad person, he exploits his blackness to get free Netflix.
Yeah.
And fakes.
Or leverages.
Well, he fakes being really upset about it when he just really wants to see the show.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I love you guys' podcast that much. I will.
So are you good bunny or bad bunny?
I don't know. I keep answering you guys questions. Y'all give me y'all guess, and I'll let you guys know.
All right, let's see. Do you have any questions on the Netflix story?
No, let's do a recap real quick. He does our recap.
Yeah. I was thinking about questions for Netflix before. I'll do the recap and then we'll ask questions.
Yeah.
Fine? All right. So the first story, what was the date of the first story?
October 14th, 2020. 12th? October 14th.
October 14th, 2020, in West Philadelphia, born and raised.
On the playground.
There I was.
I spent most of my days.
Yeah,
my
chilling bad. Out, maxing, relaxing, all cool and all, shooting some.
Some b-ball outside of the school.
Right. Mm-hmm. A couple of guys.
Was up to no good.
Started making trouble in my neighborhood.
Yeah. Got one little fight.
And my mom got scared.
And said,
you're moving with your auntie and uncle in Bel-Air.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. I whistled for a cab.
And when it came near, the
a license plate
said
fresh and he had the dice in the mirror.
If anything, I can say that this cab was weird, but then I thought, nah, forget it.
Home to Bel Air.
Hey, I tell you what, I believe you rap now.
I up to that.
Did he tell you that?
Yeah, it was before you got here.
Clearly.
Way before you. We were here for 3 hours.
Yeah.
So
my parking's up.
You're in Philadelphia. Your friend Jose's birthday was coming up. You wanted to get him a present, so Josh bought himself a flight to Denver to surprise his friend Jose.
And you just walked off the airport?
No, you can't walk off the Denver airport. It's like hella miles away. But I just skipped that story because it was already long.
Well, what did you just don't give me a long? What did
yeah,
you take off the airport?
You, oh,
okay,
it's the train. Yeah.
Okay, so. He got there, and Jose was at work, so he decided to begin a three-hour walk to his friend. He stops to get weed, bumps into a homeless guy. They become buddies. His name happens to be Miles. Miles asked for some free weed. They really hit it off, decided to go ride scooters together. They walk together. Miles stops a dog from charging him with homeless magic. Miles reaches his destination, breaks off from the group, and then Josh finds a trail, decides to go to a Subway, gets a sandwich, then goes to Jose's house, pretends to be from the census, gets the door shut in his face, leaves, comes back. Jose answers this time, and he still pretends to be from the census. Jose, as he's walking away, Jose recognizes him by his long legs. Yeah. And says, I recognize those long legs anywhere, and then they spent the night together.
Bring them ham hocks back here.
Yeah. Sounds like a great day to be, man.
Okay.
That's a lot of walking.
That is a lot of walking.
It is.
Yeah, I mean, that's a lot. And you just decided to do that to kill time.
That's what I always choose to do.
And there was no hills or anything.
I mean, I can see that. I mean... I could see you doing weird stuff.
I mean, Yoshi does right,
that
kind
of my
shit.
Feelings,
that's okay. No, you should embrace the weird, especially if you're considering coming to L.A.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know.
It was a compliment.
Dave, I feel my feelings have been hurt this whole podcast.
Well, then good. Then I'm doing
then
my
we've
job.
We've done our job.
Yeah. The second story was he got a Netflix account for free for an entire year. That's how he started
That's
it.
That's how he started it.
His subscription ran out. He went to watch Narcos, and then so he devises a plan to get a free account. So he played the race card on Twitter, accused Netflix of dehumanizing black people, and they bribed him with a free account for deleting his tweet. And that's how he got 2 years of free Netflix access.
Because the first promo code didn't work.
Yeah. I find problems with both stories.
Yeah, there's a lot of problems. And neither one of those make any fucking sense.
I know.
He just came here to confuse us. That's what he did.
What the fuck?
So do you find that in your experience of doing this show that when people tell longer stories with a bunch of details, they tend to be lying? And then when people just tell a short story, it's usually true.
Yeah. When it's like too perfect, the story, then you got like a callback and you got like three beats and all that. You're like, oh, that's the lie. Because that's how they know how to tell the story.
Mm-hmm. Right. Good point.
You know? But that,
I think it's also weird that Netflix would say, delete that tweet and we will give you a promo code. Like that.
I'm just paraphrasing. They didn't say it like that, but you know.
It just seems like that they could get in trouble for that. Like.
Yeah, and he's saying it out loud now. Yeah. You're supposed to say, keep this on the hush hush. But you are saying it's your fault and you were just using it to get free Netflix.
2022 just passed. 2 years, free Netflix. They wouldn't give a fuck no more. They got transgender problems to worry about. They're good off of this, you know? And when I say transgender, I'm talking about Dave Chappelle. So you give me that look. I'm not a terrible person, Dave. I'm fine, okay? I'm okay.
Just keep the camera on him for this whole thing. Like, just watch him have a meltdown.
There is something about having the two of us at this table and only one over there. That's like,
yeah.
Definitely the interrogation part.
Yeah, the light should only be on that side.
I don't like this, okay? Y'all from the South, all right? Every time I say some question,
no, we're from the South.
Yeah. Oh, that's... Okay. You know what? I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
For all of this. You know, all of it.
I want free Netflix.
You know what, Jess? You don't pay for my dental work, okay? It's very hard to say these THs, and I just, you know, do a shortcut with an F. Is that bad?
Hold on a second. The Netflix thing.
Mm-hmm.
This only happened over DM?
This did. Twitter.
You never actually called or talked to a person. They gave you a promo code through DM.
Why would I call them when I just contact them the way that we've been?
Well, sometimes they just do like the frontline support and then say, call this number and a rep can help you with blah, 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 blah. So.
No, you're right about that, bro. But at the same
time. So once we're done with this, you could show us the DMs from Netflix where you got the promo code.
After you guys give your guess. Because I could also call Jose and y'all could ask him if the story's true or not. But I didn't know if y'all wanted to do that or not.
How did Jose feel about everything you had been through to get to him?
At the time, his girlfriend was like stressing him out and stuff, so he didn't really have a chance to completely process that. And plus, I was telling him the same story like y'all, and he was just like, no way that happened. So
He kind of strikes me as the kind of dude that would like walk.
Yeah, no,
I could see him being the kind of guy to be mindful.
I believe that.
To be
that.
Like, I just want my peace, and I would walk. Like, I
yeah,
see
but
him
I don't believe
that.
Him just all of a sudden taking a trail in his brand new shoes.
I don't. Or dragging luggage
and dragging
for a 3-hour walk.
His girlfriend's luggage at that.
Right. That's the most unbelievable part, is that he's dragging luggage on this massive.
And apparently that's a name brand away.
It's very expensive stuff.
Well, it's far, far away from me.
To me, the Netflix story, while he has inconsistencies, sounds the most believable.
Believable.
And when I go back and listen to shows that we've done, or I think about when I was wrong, it's always the one that was the more ridiculous story tends to, I'm like, why did I think that was true? Like, I don't want to give anything away in case they haven't heard the other podcast, but there's a couple where I fell into my analysis and then guessed wrong. And then later I was like, of course, that story's absurd.
What's really bothering me about the second story is that he actually ended up with 2 years free.
He completely changed it.
Mm-hmm. And in the first story, he was like, I surprised my friend Jose. And at the end, he surprised his friend Jose.
Yeah. So we're between bullshit and horseshit right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, go ahead. Anything you can add will help.
The only reason why I did start off with saying, like, hey, I got a year of Netflix free and it ended with the 2 years is because I just needed a lead-in to get into the story. We are also performing.
Why wouldn't you have said I had 2 years of Netflix for free?
I always save my best punch at the end.
That's the best punch.
That's my best punch.
Mm-hmm. All right. I think I've made up my mind.
I'm gonna throw a curveball, I think.
Let me hear.
Yeah. I go ahead.
I think that the lie is the Netflix.
Are you sure?
No.
I'm pretty unsure as well.
But I'm gonna say that just because you wouldn't start off the story like that. You just wouldn't. Unless you ended the story with, like, actually, guess what? They ended up actually giving me 2 years. I ended up with 2 years, but right. It wasn't a thing. It was just like, oh, 2 years I got.
I really hope you're not a detective.
The first story sounds like most of it, I feel like you would actually just go do. Mm-hmm. Like, I could see that, but there's so many problems. And he said, do you want a good podcast or do you want the truth? In the middle of the first story, Jess. Damn it, I'm so torn right now.
I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more just to be the man shows up at Jose's door.
So you said you think the Netflix story is...
I think it's a lie because I just have a really bad problem with him starting. You don't start the story with, this is how I got 1 year free. You say, this is how I got 2 years free of Netflix.
So you're going to let one detail trip you up. That's just really bad detective work. I'm just being honest. Everything else sounds congruent, but that one detail is going to trip you up enough to believe a more absurd story.
Congruent. Mm. In line?
Yeah.
No.
Mm-mm. I'm leaning more towards the opposite.
And I'm trying to say that you're a good person, so...
I'm trying to say you're not.
Yeah. I mean, I already feel that you feel that way.
Yeah.
Bro broke my heart when he was like, wow, a very pretentious way to meet people. I was like, damn, bro, I'm just trying to tell a story.
No. I said contentious. Because this happens a lot where I meet someone for the first time and it's just me going bullshit for the first hour and a half. And then we leave and I'm like, we're cool, right?
Yeah. I wish you would have done that because this other way, it feels hurt. Like,
yeah, I know. It's.
I feel like I'm on punishment. That's
you know what, though? He's now really trying to get you to change your mind.
Yeah.
And anytime they do that, it's because they're trying to protect the lie. So I'm going to agree with you.
But how you know I wasn't trying to get you to change your mind?
Nah. I think the Netflix story is the lie.
Yeah. And it's too short of a story.
Yeah, the Colorado story had a lot of inconsistencies.
Holes, I just think that's the way he tells stories.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
I think that's just how he tells stories.
Are you sure?
Clearly we're not sure because both
of you... No, we're not.
Your stories sound like bullshit.
No. Seriously. Oh, this is me being serious because I'm very concerned that y'all... Because if y'all had to like help somebody figure some shit out, and this was y'all thought process, I am concerned. Because that's, like, fucked up.
No. Because in most situations, I would agree with you and I would do the opposite. Mm-hmm. But this show has a way of breaking you. Like, it's not... Because we're all playing a game here. It's not just about real problem solving. So this is just... You started with... That's the big thing for me, too.
But as a stand-up, you know that's not how you start a story.
Yeah. And I think maybe you made the first story confusing on purpose because you wanted us to think it was a lie.
Yeah. I've only been doing comedy for 3 days, so these rules you're talking about, I don't even know.
Yeah, that's it. That's me. I think the first story was true.
Netflix is a lie.
Netflix is a lie. You did not get that.
Mm-mm.
You didn't.
So you didn't. Let's go ahead and let's break the tension here. Which one is the fucking lie?
The lie is Netflix.
Yeah!
Damn. HR, y'all. Fuck. Right before February, too. Trying to get this shit up.
Now, what the fuck with that first story, though? It's true. What the fuck?
Yeah, why?
Seriously.
Why would you do that?
It's true to the core, and that's just like...
That's just who you are. You just walk. You really walked with luggage?
I walked 3 hours. I was like, yeah, I got the shoes and everything. Yeah.
The thing that gets me is you just decided to wander off into a trail.
Yeah, I do stuff like that all the time.
I can see that. I get that vibe.
Yeah, I just be.
But when I said weird, that's what I mean. I mean exploratory.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, I mean, you know, taking a scooter ride with a homeless guy you just met.
Yeah,
let's just go. Let's just go see what happens.
Let's just live, man. What else are we going to do in this world?
Yeah,
man?
I guess guys have it real nice. You don't have to worry about getting kidnapped.
That's
and
true.
Drugs.
Not as much.
Jess, you could do the same.
No.
Well,
I used to when I was fat. I was used to getting robbed.
Had more
but
freedom.
The kidnapping and the drugging's new.
They would just take her stuff and leave her alone. Yeah.
Wow.
But now they can carry her.
Oh, wow. I was feeling bad, but they thank you.
That's what she means.
Yeah, exactly what I mean.
Wow.
Yeah, and that's cool that you're like that. Because you know what? Before you got here, I think maybe something else that helped me is we were talking, and he said he's from Philly, and he's an East Coast comic, so he does a lot of stuff in New York. And I was like, "Are you thinking about moving here?" And he's like, "Yeah, I'm thinking about just moving." And so the fact that he was just so willing to be like, "Yeah, I might just uproot my entire life and move on the other side of the country," it shows me he's a little bit more like that. He would just explore and do some crazy shit. So him seeing a trail and just walking for a minute,
right?
It was
and
not
you
that
also
much of a
come off to me as more of a psychopath.
Wow.
So like Yoshi, a friend of mine, who's also a psychopath, walks like 10 miles a day. Like he goes somewhere and he just walks. So I put you guys together and I was like, you know what? This checks out.
Damn. Wow. That hurts.
Well, let me help a little bit. Yeah. What she means by psychopath is someone really dedicated to something she would never do. That's all she means.
I think she means like Jeffrey Dahmer. No. I see fear in her eyes. It's like, I'm scared. He's going. You know where I parked that? No, you're good, Jess.
No.
Yeah. You're not afraid to get blood on your brand new shoes.
Oh, man.
Or walk for miles or with Miles.
That.
Is his name really Miles?
His name was Miles.
That sounds like
so cool.
His name was Miles. Dude.
Wow.
It was tough because when deciding the story for you guys, I was like, all right, like I could have went outrageous, right? But everybody got like sex stories or drug stories, whatnot. I was like, you need to tell a really long story that has these bizarre moving pieces that they wouldn't know, but that's very true. And that's like one of the truths.
Yeah, so you were trying to confuse us.
So
whenever you said at the end, and that's how I got 2 years Netflix, were you like, that's fucked up?
Nah.
Did you hear it?
And I was making that shit up on the spot. I was like, damn, Justin's just good. I was like, damn, bro.
Oh, wow. Fortunately for her, you're not the first handsome black man to say that. So,
well, thank you for calling me handsome.
Thank you, David.
Yeah. A lot of handsome black men.
That's
good.
That kind of rose my spirits a little. Other thing, I'm going to get therapy for everything else. Mm-hmm. That,
you should. You should.
Thank you so much for doing this
show.
Good
job, man. This was good. This was fun.
Thank you,
Josh. Where can people find you?
You can find me on Instagram at Believe in Josh. You can find me on Facebook, social media is Josh DeWay. And I do have an album coming out later this year, you know. So
spelled DeWay because
DWEH.
DeWay.
Yeah. I'm not saying that our viewers aren't smart, but you watch me. So
is it me or is he added the accent?
No. That's how I have it written.
DeWay.
You sure you say that like you was born in Wakanda? You know, like you know what I'm saying? It sounds like
I just wanted to know D W E H.
Damn. Bro, I'm heartbroken y'all figured out the truth. I'm gonna be honest with y'all.
No, you did good though.
Did good, but
we actually had to go against our instincts.
If you wouldn't have ended that story with this how I got 2 years, if you just would have ended it with how I got 1 year, I would have taken the
Me too.
Yeah.
God.
That one sentence changed everything because I was so convinced.
No stand up starts a story like that. If you're on stage, you're gonna and you go up like, hey, let me tell you guys how I got this. Yeah. You're not gonna then double it at the end.
Yep.
I'm off myself tonight.
It was a good job, man. No, you did good.
You did good.
It was one little mistake.
Because that first story was crazy.
Yeah, it was insane.
I seriously
and usually when people add a bunch of details it's because they're lying. You did that. You told a crazy long story telling the truth, which threw us off.
Mm-hmm.
So good stuff, man.
Where can people find you, David?
David C. Smalley on everything.
I heard it's very pretentious to put your middle.
Did you see that shit? Someone on Twitter, right? Was it Twitter? It was like, it's very pretentious to use your middle name, your middle initial.
Dang.
Like, what? Who?
David
what?
C. Smalley.
I
was
hating.
And so I said, or David Smalley was taken and you're just an asshole on Twitter.
Oh.
Which is the truth.
Yeah.
Both. Yeah, davidcsmalley.com, David C. Smalley on TikTok, Instagram, all the stuff.
Yes, and I'm Jess B. Wellington. You can follow me at Jess Wellington 2 on everything. I'll be hosting Potluck tonight. I'm going to throw up Josh. I'll let you know if he's really funny.
Yeah. We'll get to the bottom of this.
Thank you guys for joining the Liars Club. And I have to do my thing, but you got to say something first, David.
Oh, thank you so much, guys. And thank you to Josh for coming out and doing this.
And you.